Episode 11. We are back in the swing of it. How you been, Eden?
Pretty good. How you been?
Been good, mate. Been good.
That's the way.
Pretty good week this week.
Yeah, it's flown by for me. It's been busy, but yeah, the weeks just seem to be going faster and faster as the year goes on now.
Busy's good. That's what makes it go so quick.
That's right.
First day of winter.
It is. I didn't even know that until someone told me today.
Doesn't feel like it, eh? We're sweating still.
There's been some hot days.
Where are we at with our breeding season now that we're in first day of winter?
Just pairing, I guess for me still.
I'll put olives together today. I put them together the other day just to see how the boy and the girl reacted, the boy and the girls.
How they went?
All good. Snuggled. So they went back, the boy went back around the girls today. Because now's probably the time. Probably won't see a couple of good matings for another half a month, but
yeah, okay.
Get them in now. I mean,
fingers crossed for those guys.
It's been a bit of a weird year. I had one of the albino males shed last week, and then I've got a het male and a T plus male stimmy in shed.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know what's going on. They're about 2 months behind schedule, but hopefully they'll get there. So I'm not too worried, but I think it's a bit of a combination of the warmer days and the warmer nights. You know.
Yeah, it hasn't cooled down too. It's cool. Some days have been pretty cold, but
I even got some girls going in the shed too already. Yeah. Which is just
weird. I've got a couple of girls in shed at the moment.
Which is just weird, but anyway, one of those things. I mean, all our racks are probably 12 hours on, 12 hours off now.
Yep.
I still have a couple of stimmies that are in the hot racks. They're sitting at about 250 grams. I probably just want to get a couple more grams on them before I put a male in with them, but that's it where I'm at. So it should be good fun. Cool. So, what are we talking about this week?
So, we are talking about sales
101. We're going to tell everyone the big
sales
big,
and everything
big,
that goes with it, I guess.
We're going to tell everyone our method, eh? There is no method.
Rough method.
So, look, we can do this two ways. We can say what we do or how we would build it up. I think we'll just do a bit of both, yeah?
Yeah, sweet.
So we'll say what we do here at UnReptiles and what we would do if we had the opportunity to set up another business/hobby. So I think one of the first places you'd start with sales is you got to build a name for yourself.
Yeah, to some extent, yeah.
And doing this, I think the easiest way these days is social media.
100%. You get pretty much every person's on social media to some extent.
I think social media, that's the first place that I started. You and I still haven't even, the website's done, we just have to publish it.
Yeah.
But
I think Facebook, you're going to probably be getting more.
Facebook and Instagram are definitely where it's at, 100%.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, all those out there going, yeah, sweet. They've made a page on Facebook or Instagram. Then what? What do they do then? it's easy to have it there and to have a name there, but how do you actually get people to it?
Yeah.
I mean, One thing that we do a lot of is a lot of photos. You know, we try and
it's definitely an important part. People want to see what you've got in your collection and what they could be potentially buying, I guess, when hatches are out. So
I mean, a lot of people see a lot of our stuff, and we've posted some more of our normal things. It's like, well, why have this last week? I posted a dark head alb, I posted an orange blonde head alb, and I posted a really nice head alb. And an albino. No, I haven't done the light body yet. I've just done the albino.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the reason I'm doing that is just for people to have something to look at, you know? We're coming out of all this COVID-19 stuff. As long as we give people something to look at.
Pubs were opening in today. First day back at it.
Did you get in there? Your missus isn't around, so you can tell us.
I put a little slap on lunch.
Oh, I knew you would.
No more of that.
Where were we? But yeah, so we share a lot of photos, and I tried to do the whole video thing. I'll give it another crack now that we've got a bit more better tech and a bit better setup. But I think that's definitely where to go with it, and definitely regular posting as well.
Yeah.
No point having a page and only posting once a month, because you're not going to get the following through it.
People won't be as engaged.
So definitely regular posting of photos and good quality photos. It just upsets me when I see good animals.
Yeah.
I can't even bag the bedding, but sometimes shit newspaper, shit dark tub, and you can see like parts of the rack in it, or the melamine, or the dust. Or we try and make all our photos on the paper, clean paper towel, with a nice light background.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. I just we want to do the animals justice, and don't edit your photos up to hoo-ha.
No,
I think I tried 1 week to put a bit of a filter on something. It was like an extra 5% of a filter, and it just
didn't look as good as I wanted. Got to have a good camera with good lighting, I guess, as well. And
all the iPhones these days and all they smartphones are pretty good. Yeah. Are pretty good enough for that. But I mean, if you're gonna get into it seriously, then you and I, you've got a better camera than me. Bloody hell, I've got a vlogging camera, so...
Gets the job done.
Gets the job done, makes the photos pretty nice, but... And then everything you post has to be engaging.
Yeah.
You have to have people want to look at what you're posting. You have to have people that want to...
You want feedback, questions, all that sort of thing. You want
questions in the videos. You want people to ask questions and interact.
Yeah.
That's also a really good way to build your following.
Definitely.
So what do you prefer? We both run both the pages, but Facebook versus Instagram? For both sales and in general?
For sale, or for everything, to be honest, probably Facebook. I feel like people are going to be more likely to comment on one of your things on Facebook where there's a larger group of people all having a discussion or that sort of thing. Whereas Instagram, I feel like you mainly get more people looking at it and saying, oh, that's a nice snake. They might give it a like.
I think Instagram, the main point of it is to look at pictures.
Yeah.
Scroll, like, scroll, like, scroll, that's like. That's right, yeah. And a lot of our Instagram viewers and people that follow us are from overseas as well.
Yeah.
So I understand that part of it, but yeah, you're right. On Facebook, we get a lot more interaction and discussions. Yeah. And it's a bit more personable.
Yeah, definitely.
Some people aren't very savvy on Instagram.
Our Facebook page is probably quite a bit ahead of our Instagram page. Like, we've only sort of started cranking the Instagram
last year or so,
so give it a bit of time. But yeah, I feel like Facebook's the main one. You post a picture up and sort of let people know.
And you share it. You ought to share it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Share it to, for example, for us ants, my go-to is the Central Coast page. I share it to all three ant pages or four, whatever there is.
Yep.
I'll post it, and then I'll post it on like the big Sydney page, a big Australian page, maybe two big Australian pages, and then like I said, the Reptiles of the Warra group's also huge. So I'll post it on all of those, probably about 6 to 8 groups.
Yep.
And guys, like, if people ants ask you questions or interact with your post, interact back.
Absolutely. What's the point in doing it if you're not...
Eden and I might have been a bit slack in the last month, so please, we're sorry about that. But before that, anyone messages the page, anyone comments on a photo, we generally always write back and we'll have a conversation with people. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
I can't, yeah.
It's the only way to go, like, far out. You want to build a good relationship with the people that are going to be buying snakes, and you just... I personally enjoy talking about different subjects and that sort of thing, you know, so...
And you can't build a brand around not talking.
No, that's right.
People message you paid for sales, you've got to answer, you know. Yeah. It's a selfie thing. Mm. Even if you don't have anything for sale, even just taking the time to say sorry, all sold.
Yeah, that's right, definitely.
What are you after? Or T-plus Timmies? Well, we're going to have 4 pairs this year of T-plus and hats, so...
Yeah.
Get on it. Follow the page. Wait and see. Another thing that's popped to mind, which obviously you don't do unless you can... competitions.
Yeah.
We did the big giveaway marble, thanks to Eden from Your Clutch.
Yeah.
But I know this year we're hopefully going to give away a couple of cool things in the mix.
Yeah.
It really depends. We'll talk about it later, but it depends what you get out, honestly.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And I find it funny when I see people make promises of, oh yeah, you know, like and share our posts and we'll give away a marble only when... our snakes have bred, we've incubated the eggs, we got a marble, then we get it feeding.
I feel like that's a big thing, especially for more newcomers, but there's still plenty of people that probably do it that have been in it for a while. They count on that before
they make false promises.
Yeah.
The marble that we put up for put up in the comp, we had feeding ready. Had
feeding, absolutely. And there's no, like, you can't do that. Like,
even if you post pictures of them hatching, maybe then, because...
Yep.
Generally, out of a clutch of hets and marbles, you're going to have one feeding there in the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So I understand that.
Anything can happen, though. Like, you can't... It's impossible to say 100% you're going to have this, that, or the other.
And trust me, Eden and I would love to say that we're going to give away an Albino Mac this year. But I just don't know if I'm going to have enough.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just don't know. Same as T plus Nimi, same as Marble, same as double het this or het this, or we just don't know what we're going to have out. We don't know what's going to get feeding. We don't know sex ratios.
Yeah, that's right.
So we can't make the promise yet.
A lot of stuff changes.
Exactly. So kind of linking into that, another part of sales is how you price your animals.
Yeah.
Now, like we just said, we don't want to make false promises. So I think a huge part is don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit there for your sales this year and go, right. Oh, everyone's done it, everyone's done it. You're right. How many eggs do you think your snake's going to lay? How many visuals you're going to get out? How many hets? And then how much money you're going to make, or how much you're going to hold back, and then et cetera, et cetera.
I did the same thing
when I did last year.
First getting into them even, and like you say, oh, right, this is going to happen. And then they hatch and you might have 3/4 of the clutch eventually start eating, but by that time you've given your mate one and you've kept a few holdbacks for yourself, and then the market changes a little bit, and it's a lot of variables. So,
geez, 11 minutes in. Hurry up, this is the episode. Yeah. No, it's good. We'll make this one a quick one tonight. The girls are stinging to hang out with us. Yeah, I did the same thing. This year I've sat back and I'm not counting hatches, I'm counting just like what clutches could be, yeah. Like hets, posets, etc.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Not counting how many are in the clutches, because last year, even with doing minimal numbers, oh, this female will probably lay 15, but let's just say she lays 10.
Yeah.
She could have 1 hour out of 10, like
yeah, the exactly odds could right.
smash her. Or yeah. Even everyone's forgetting male and female ratios.
Yeah.
I had full clutches of females last year, then I had full clutches. Every albino except one last year came out of female.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't
How
it?
Can you work that out in
yeah.
on a bit of paper? You can't. And
this season it could be completely different, it could be the same.
Exactly. So
that's all the fun of it. You don't know what you're going to get or what's going
to
happen.
But as I did just say, you do have to plan, though. You yeah. do have to plan. So Eden, I talked about tonight, there's no point of me putting het males over my 9 het out females, because then I'm just going to have 9 clutches of pos hets.
Yeah.
Is the hobby really going to need that? No, probably not. So I'm better off putting some of the stronger hets with some of the stronger abs and try and make yeah. more 100% hets, so I can split it up a little bit, you know yeah, what I mean?
Definitely.
I don't
want
to, so I can supply both ends. So, but you definitely do need a plan. I know everything that we've talked about, we know that we would be able to sell if we yeah. decided to. And that's without saying about everything that's been going on and people losing their jobs and...
Yeah, I still think the market picked up after this COVID
yeah.
stuff started.
We didn't, our sales didn't slow down at all. We sold out during all this COVID stuff.
Completely sold out, so...
Yeah, I think I've got like a couple of head marbles left, that's it.
Yeah.
But like, I honestly, yeah, everyone said maybe will it affect it, will it not? I thought it wouldn't affect it. And it hasn't, I don't reckon.
No.
End of the year, I think people are still going to have money to spend on snakes. So.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, how do we work out our prices for snakes? Now, let's just get everyone to understand. Selling snakes is supply versus demand.
Yeah.
So, what that means is that if you've got heaps of people wanting a snake, there's high demand. So, if there's not many of them around, the price is going to go up. If you have heaps of snakes around, but no one wants them, the price is going to go down.
Yeah.
That's the law. That's the supply demand law.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how it works. So if you can have something that no one else really breeds, it's a niche in the hobby, and the hobby's a niche hobby within itself, but
yeah.
if you have a niche in a niche...
Yeah, no, definitely.
I said tonight, water python, something that no one breeds.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if a water python actually went for $400-$500.
Yeah.
Because no one breeds them. Same as scrubbies. Not many people breed scrubbies. A normal snake, $400 each, I saw the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And you look at all these new morphs, like the Owen Pellies and the white lips and stuff, supply and demand. A lot of people want them and there's not many out there. So they're going to fetch a higher price.
But I remember when I got into the hobby about 6 or so years ago, as soon as I saw a marble, I was like, far out, I've got to have one of those things, but I'm never going to have one. The price on them is just ridiculous.
Do you remember the Snake Ranch 2020 price list?
I do. But
our
like,
olives were like $23,000 for a pair.
The marbles were, I think, close to $5,000 each, and I
yeah.
was only about 16 yep. at that time, and I was like, Jesus Christ. And then when I did buy one, they dropped a fair bit, but they were still...
$800 to $1,000?
I paid $1,000 for my first
yeah.
male marble, and I was stoked to get that, and like, but now you look at the market and they've pretty much sitting at about 350 to 500.
Well, we'll talk about it a little bit later. I think that's I don't want to sound wrong, I think it's called depreciation of the morph value.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it goes. Like we said, our bolivs in the early days, how much the our max.
Yeah.
Our max are really different because they've been around for so long and they're still such a high price because obviously that's the supply and demand.
Yeah.
Not many people are producing healthy albinos and there's still more people that want them.
Yeah.
The price is going to stay higher. So, how do we work out our prices, Eden?
I think we just... So, you obviously you're going to look at what other breeders are selling them for, what...
So, you look at demand.
Yeah.
You see what out... Well, you see how many other people are breeding them.
How many people are breeding them.
And then how many people actually breed them and get them out.
And how many people are selling what they have and not... Obviously, some morphs and snakes, people are going to hold back a lot more than sell. So, that comes into play as well. And then, off that, you kind of... You've also, you got to look at the quality of the animals and...
And the reputation of the breeders and the lines they come from, the colours.
Yeah,
absolutely. You've got to look at everything like that.
Lots of factors that go into it, and that's why you've got to know what you're selling and what you're working with, like, to put it simply,
100%. So, we've had a look at the market, we've talked to a lot of other breeders. They're having a couple of clutches, should have a couple of visuals, they're going to sell a couple. What do we think? How do we judge it off last season? How do we judge it off the season before? So, you can use T-Plus as an example. We can both use the same snakes as an example. Yep. So, T-Plus Dimmies. This season we sold the cheapest for $600.
We're talking about...
T-Plus Dimmy, the ranch Colin Ray line.
Yep.
We sold them between $600 in like a group deal each.
Yep.
All the way up to $850 we sold some of the stunners for.
Yeah.
So what are we thinking this year? How are we going to work that out? A lot more people have them. A lot more people are breeding
them. That's right. They're becoming more common.
But the animals we are using are the big outcross strong hets and especially the orange male that we've got.
Yeah.
So the quality is... I'm not saying it's better than anyone else, but the quality's there.
Yeah.
So what are we thinking?
I think the price... Obviously, the price will drop a little bit this season.
It's always going to drop.
Yeah. But... Then again, in saying that, there is going to be animals that come out noticeably a lot nicer than others, so you're not going to be able to let them go at the same price sort of thing. So if you're not going to hold them back, you're going to have to put a little bit more of a dollar value on them because
I think that
animal's going to go on to produce better quality stuff.
I think judging off the prices this season, using T-Plus as an example, I'm not going to say percentage, but I think that this season, the low quality T pluses ones are a bit dirty in between ones, colours that aren't popping as early.
Yeah.
Probably about $550, $600.
Yeah.
And then I'd happily some of the top of the line stuff, the best that we've ever produced, I'd happily still put $800 on.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
That's just some seasons you can have the stunners that go for the same as the stuff for the season before, and that's just how it works.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll go to our max now. Last season, I was expecting our max to be worth $2,500 because the season before, we saw people trying to flog hatches off at $2,000 each and stuff like that.
Even $1,800 I saw.
Yeah, exactly. But then they're just people that need money. They don't really know the hobby and the quality and the reputation isn't there.
Yep.
So I was expecting $2,500 for our max last season. And then I was selling them for flat 2.7.
Yeah, right.
I did sell a couple for 2.5 in like a deal as a group.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But that's it. 2.7, and then I might have given a deal on a het.
Yeah.
This season, I'm sitting there thinking they're going to be between 2.2, 2.3, and 2.5.
Yeah, okay.
So, $400 or $500 price drop.
Yeah.
And that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Supply and demand, I know a few people extra breeding them this season, but... Like I said, wait and see. Those prices, like I said, coming into last season, I thought two and a half. And then when people started hatching them out, I was one of the only ones that hatched them out. And I was like, all right, sweet. Well, I named my price because people still put them up.
Not plenty, but there are a bunch of people that hatched them out, but they didn't produce the numbers like you did that had enough lists to sell.
I love waiting lists because I get a judge on pricing. Look, we haven't got any out yet. But what do you think they're going to be worth this year? Or we're thinking 2.5, 2.7, whatever.
Yeah.
And people say, oh yeah, we're happy with that. Oh yeah, we're not.
Yeah, exactly.
So I definitely think that 2.5 will be the go this year, and then if it comes down to it, lots of people breed them, I'll have to drop my price. It's just how it is.
Yeah, no lower than 2K, but between that 2 and 2.5 range.
T plus Simmy's last season back on them is that a lot of people thought they were going to be worth about $400 last year.
Mm.
And then I think when a couple of people worked out what they're actually really worth.
Well, yeah.
That's going to be a strong drink. Damn. Damn it. Damn, that's the worst thing ever. Yeah, and then I think once a couple of people worked out how actually little people are going to be breeding them.
Yeah, well, that's right. The amount of people that have been chasing us for them. And
the supply is more than. No, the supply is less than the demand.
Yeah.
More people are after them, less people have them.
That's exactly right.
So the price goes up?
Yep.
This drink is going to be strong, what do you reckon?
Oh, it didn't look too strong, come on.
Do you know, it's alright. It's really good. Maybe it's not mixing. Yeah. Let's get live in. So we haven't gone live since Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've copped a bit of a beating during COVID, so we might need to get a couple of makeovers, get our nails done and eyebrows, and we'll be good for a live soon. Just quietly, how good was the episode of the girls last week?
Yeah.
Something different. Right. Something different. And there's some good support and of wives and girlfriends that, and even husbands and boyfriends that support their partners and whatever their hobbies. You do, so it's good to hear. But back on pricing. So, what's the difference in pricing between, say, a wild type, posh het, het, visual, double hets? How do we work that out? That's another huge part.
So, I guess.
We'll do T plus Dimmies and Albina Max again if you want. Or just Albina Max. What do you want to do?
Go with Albina Max because I guess that's going to give it a bit of a broader range. So.
Alright, so wild type Mac.
Your most stock of the stock standard wild type Mac.
Wild type Mac. Got nothing, no stripe in it, no blonde, nothing. Could be nice, a bit light. I'd probably be sitting at about $250, $300 each.
Yeah.
For a normal. $250 actually.
What, is it a normal wild type? Normal Mac,
$250.
See, I'd.
Here you go, $150.
I'd probably go $150 to $200 for a bog white. Wild type normal Mackie.
Yep.
Obviously depending
on reputation again.
Yeah, of course.
So, and then moving forward, the possible hets. So even if they're 50 or 66%, obviously 66% there's a 2 and 3 chance, and then a 51 and 2. There's a possibility it is a het. It's not guaranteed. I generally, for me, I'd put the price at $350 each.
Okay.
And some of the nicer, I sold blonde posh head albs $450.
Yeah, you got to look at that if they got a bit of blonde in them or something a bit different.
Would you agree with that for the posh head price, $350, $400? The possibility they carry the gene.
Personally, if I'm being 100% honest, I'd probably go more $250 to $350. Really? That's just me. You've had enough luck with selling them at that, so like.
Then like again, I said, there is that possibility that hets, and I love possets. I keep back possets every year because there is that possibility they are a het.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you're 100% hets, certain hets.
So, then again, so some of the ones you've been selling recently and over the past few months.
Let's just go your standard het to start.
Standard
het. We've got one left here.
I'd say 500.
500, really?
Yeah, okay. 450 to 500.
Yeah, really?
Well, that's what people seem to be saying.
For an Albino Mac, head Albino Mac.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do, but you got to remember they're males. $400 for a male.
Yeah.
So I'll be honest. I've been selling head Albino Macs at $200 to $350 with a female, because someone's buying a female.
Yeah.
But I generally sell the females a normal standard run of the mill. The lowest end, 600.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But a strong outcrossed het that's still just a normal, $700 every day of the week.
Yeah.
I've got one family here that's left from an outcrossed pairing, 100% het. It was a out to a normal.
Well, you know,
$700 for her. She's feeding perfectly. We'll breed next season if someone gets early enough.
It's guaranteed quality as well, so you're paying for the.
Yeah.
Exactly. You've done a lot of work with them over the years. You didn't rush into it and try and crack out what you could straight away.
Well, I bought hets and outcross and played around with that stuff. Kept pot sets and
so,
didn't just go for all hets and visual straight away.
No, that's right.
Now, visual.
Visual albinos.
I
think there's a lot of spectrum.
I think we're still not at the stage of with our being a Max where we can judge them on.
Some of the ones you hatched out this season are noticeably a lot nicer than others. Like, they're all nice, don't get me wrong, but some of them come out with crazy pattern and different colours coming through them.
And that's why I'm going to hold on all that this year, because I didn't do it enough last season.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that we're not at the stage, and Albino Mac is an Albino Mac, yeah?
Yeah.
I still believe that. If you want an Albino male, you're not going to care about the pattern and the colour. No, you're just going to get one. You're going to get it for its sex and for the name of the breeder that you get it from.
Yeah.
We're not at that stage yet where people are trying to get colour morphs of Albino Macs and patterns and stuff. So not yet. Maybe this season we might start seeing it. I know that if I'm going to ever buy an Albino Mac off anyone, I would go for the colour and the pattern and the how strong it is. But I'm probably never going to buy an Albino Mac off anyone ever again, just quietly. But yeah, like we said, 2.5 this season we're looking at.
I reckon that's a fair price.
And like I said, still got a HET here for $700. And back on the HET, sorry, Eden was touching on it. When you start chucking in extra things, striped, blonde,
yeah.
If I chuck blonde into a POS set, an extra $50 to $100. If I chuck blonde into a HET Albino, extra $100 to $150.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it's going to change it. Of course it's going to change it, what it looks like in an Albino.
Yeah.
100%. Different colours, patterns, of course it's going to make a difference. I don't know what, because I haven't done it yet. All the blondes I've HET and POS set blondes I've done up until this year, I've got 100% HETs that are blonde. Everything else before that's been POS HET our blondes, so I don't know what it does to it.
Yeah.
But, visuals, $2,500.
Yeah.
What do you think when we get to, say, double HET stuff?
100%
double HET.
I think it, then again, that's going to depend on exactly what it is. You look at, like...
Well, let's just say, like...
T-plus marbles, they're not going to be worth as much. Well,
we're still on our max. Next season, someone looking to buy an Albino HET Granite.
Yeah, I'll be no head granted. That's
not many people do it. So again, supply versus demand.
Yeah, supply versus demand. I think personally, like for HETs, how I kind of gauge it is a quarter of the price usually, roughly. So, but for double head albino granites, it's going to be more because
it's two things.
There's none of them. Well, so, there is, but there's
granites. The head granites are probably worth about $500 each.
Yeah,
$400 or $500. I know some people seem to go, wow, that cheap. Yeah, probably.
So a pair of double hets.
So a pair of double hets, I'd probably say $15,000 to $2,000.
That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Pair of
young hatchies, $15,000 to $2,000.
I reckon that's
a pair. But just a standard pair. I wouldn't sell singles. I'd only sell as pairs.
Yeah.
And trios, again, no, I wouldn't be too negotiable in trios. Probably 2.2, 2.5. Extra female, so.
That'd be a good deal if you find that.
Yeah, I got mates doing stuff for me. What are the early stakes I get next season? But now let's look at one of the lower end morphs. So let's look at, you do marbles, I do T pluses for just pricing. We've got to give people ideas. It's all well and good to talk about $2,500 visuals, but what about when we get to $400 and $700 visuals?
Yeah.
So normal children's.
Normal wild type children's, run of the mill probably.
We're going to go through pricings of every morph later, but just so everyone gets an idea of the difference between price, normals, hets, albs, visuals, whatever.
I think like for a wild type children's, $150 to $200.
I'd say 100, 150.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Normal stimmy.
Weight belts and that sort of thing,
we're going to talk about it later with weight belts, but let's just be quick. A normal unknown lineage wheat belt.
Locality.
Locality.
So, yeah, 150 to 200. Yeah,
spot on. And you get wheat belts, what, 250, 300?
250 to 300. Damn, and then quality. You, like, reduced pattern, New South Wales stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about that stuff later. Yeah,
but all ranges.
HET marble. POS HET marble. POS HET marbles and POS HET T plus stimmies, I'd do $50 extra than a normal.
Yeah, POS HETs I'd probably sell for the same price, to be honest.
Literally the same, if not an extra $50.
Even HET marbles, like, I was selling them for like $200. So.
I'm selling unsexed POS HETs. No, I'm selling unsexed 100% HETs here for $175.
Yeah.
Okay, 100% HET marbles.
$200.
$250.
Yeah.
I'm selling some yearlings for $350 females, but a yearling. 100% HET T plus dimmies, I've been selling for $350 this season.
I reckon this coming season probably $250.
Yeah, I'm selling them for $300 to $350.
Yeah.
And then when you get like a wheat belt, like one that's outcross with a wheat belt, that's a bit nicer. Yeah, then you go $350, $400 definitely.
No, that's
And then visual marble.
Visual marble on the high end for the absolute cream of the crop, probably $500.
Cream of the crop, we're talking white one. I'd say about $600 for like
proper cream. Yeah, they're not gonna be getting sold those ones. So like.
Yeah, I know. So I'm talking like cream of the crop, $650 for nice. That's what I'd pay for a white marble, and then you just run of the mill stuff.
Probably $350.
$350, $400.
Yeah.
Cool. And then like double. I can't even comment on double head table stuff.
Just I don't know too much about it. I think people are selling pears for like $450 now.
I think people are selling like marble posset T plus or T plus posset marbles like $400
each. Yeah.
So that's where we're at. If anyone has any questions on that sort of pricing, just let us know. Obviously this is just what Eden and I do and what we think.
Rough guys.
What we pay versus what we think could be two different things. So if we message you asking for half the price.
We gotta try.
What is the depreciation in a morph value? It's hard because we've got marbles that depreciate so quick. We've got our max at a holding value so long.
I guess.
Where do we see T plus dimmies, granites?
I think give it for the T plus, first off, I think we haven't really touched on the other line or lines, whatever you want to say.
Dave lines.
So. Too much, but we'll just stay on the Ray/Ranch line.
Yeah.
I think. It's sort of still early-ish days for those because not too many people have them, but they're becoming a lot more common. So I think the same thing's going to happen to those that happened to the marbles probably in the next three seasons.
Mm. Well, they're going to come down a fair bit. As well. The next part of the question I've got, what prices of morphs do we see in 5 years? So in 5 years' time, I don't think we're going to get... Look at T plus children's.
They're baseline.
What's the cheapest T plus children's you can get?
$250
These days.
I haven't seen them for that cheap. I think I've seen them for the last I've ever seen them is probably about $300 and
for a T plus children's. Okay.
Stop. Just straight.
I honestly reckon that intra-region morphs are never going to be cheaper. If you get them cheaper, it's because people want to sell them, but no cheaper than $300.
People aren't going to just keep dropping it. It's gonna stay at a certain
baseline point. Baseline $300 for everything.
I think that's, I was going to say that's what's happened with the T-plus children's, and that's probably going to happen.
Marbles this season will be stock standard $400.
But then again, you look at, say, for instance, Faye.
Yeah.
Now she's doing the patternless T plus children's.
Well, I've got that later in where we're going to say what we think each morph's worth.
Yeah, so there's going to always be ranges in that. There's going to be, like we talked about earlier, some nicer ones come out that are going to fetch more coin, and then there's going to be your stock standard sort of visuals.
Mm. I think marbles will still be worth three. They will never be under $300 next 5 years.
Yeah.
I still reckon even in 5 years, times they'll be $300 each.
Mm.
Because you're going to have so many possibilities on Lockwood marbles, same as T plus stimmies.
And the ants are going to become a lot more popular as well, I think, as well. So.
Like we said, T plus stimmies next season $500, next season $400, maybe the next season $350.
Yeah.
So, Albino Max, I still don't see them under $1,000 in the next 5 years.
Oh, I don't. I personally don't
see them under Granite Max, I don't see them under $7. So, I know some people posted cheap males this year, but I don't see them commonly being available for under $800 each.
I know there doesn't seem to be many around, but I've got this weird feeling that granites in the next 5 years are just going to become super common.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you think. I know they're super common and cheap overseas, but I don't reckon they're going to be that common and cheap. I just reckon even in 5 years' time, they'll be worth over $600-$800.
Yeah,
okay. Even if what you say is true.
Yeah.
They'll be still worth over $300. And then double recessive stuff we can't even comment on because it's just going to change. And same as stuff like the platinums and stripes and all that sort of stuff.
What do you reckon like a really nice A-grade platinum would be worth next year? Or later this year, so yeah, this season's hatchies.
Top quality, $500-$600.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's about what I reckon.
Yeah, top quality.
$400 and $600 each.
Yeah, top of the, I'd happily pay $600 for an absolute cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Best, top 10 best platinums in Australia, I'd happily pay $600-$800.
Yeah.
So, obviously they don't take time to colour up.
Yeah, definitely.
But, everyone's got to remember, especially when you get into morphs, they're going to devalue. So there's no point getting into a morph and I'm going to make millions of dollars.
No.
Because the morph is going to go down.
Yeah.
And again, people need to understand, without being a max, is that, yes, they've literally been around for the last 15 years, they've been a max.
Yeah.
But they had so many problems in the early days. So no one could really produce many live albs.
Yeah,
I think that's why we're going to see people starting to get it now, but people aren't getting it quick enough.
Yeah.
People are still trying to rush it. I honestly see that with marbles now, is that yes, people bred so many marbles, flooded the market where they dropped the price on it, but now so many people have marbles and so many people can play with them.
Yeah.
That now we're going to see real refinement in the marble gene.
Exactly right.
And that's why the price is going to go up all the way up until $800 for some of the best of the best stuff.
Yep, I think so too.
And I think, yeah, you're still going to have people that, yeah, they bought theirs for $400, so they're going to sell their babies for $300 just to try and make a bit of coin. But that's why I think they're going to go up the marbles.
Yeah, I think, yeah, like you just said, when people start realising all the cool things that can be done with them and start breeding their own, hatch out all the different degrees of bloody black coming through and black, white, and yellow, white, orange, and the rest of it. I think that's going to get people excited.
You also got to remember, they're easy to breed, marbles, children. Ants are easy to breed. But as soon as there's problems like the Max, and you're in for a bit of a bit of a fun time. Stimmies, again, breed easy. No issues.
Yep.
If you got like Alb Olives, the reason they've stayed so high in value as well, like the Alb Max, is because they take longer to breed. You need to grow them up a little bit bigger, generally. Big eggs, they're just bigger hatchies, it's just everything's a bit harder and longer.
Yeah.
So that's how it generally works. That's why it's a double-edged sword, because with carpets, you sit there and go, okay, you got to grow them up quicker.
Yeah.
But they also have bigger clutches, so they produce more.
Yeah.
Ants are easier. Yes, they breed younger, but they have a smaller size, the clutch size, but they're easy to breed. So you got to look at it.
Yeah, that's right.
And then in saying that, carpets can breed 80 months as well. So what am I saying?
Yeah.
I think ants are definitely going to be where it's at in 5 years. They're just going to be the ball python or the corn snake of Australia, and everyone's going to have them, and they're going to be in so many different coloured jobs and paint jobs, and it's going to be nuts.
Yeah, I think
big fella.
Yeah, big day.
Big day. Same.
Huge day. Got tomorrow off, but back to it. I think it's going to really blow up in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a lot. Even if it's just people getting into it, or they've been in a couple of years and they're breeding this and that, something's got to pop up somewhere. Like with all the other morphs overseas and stuff, new stuff is always coming out. So,
well, like we touched on, morph price in 5 years' time, you can have tarbles worth a whole lot less, and all the Trimera/Pied stuff might be coming out, and albino granites and any other new morphs. You never know.
Yeah.
So. Alright, we're up to this last part. We're going to name what we think each ant morph or ant is currently worth. So, we're not going to go into like hets and stuff. We're just going to go what we think. So, a normal children's. What do you think normal children's worth? I know we touched on it. So.
Yeah, 150,
200. Cool, I reckon, 100, 150. A marble.
350 to...
Right now.
For just a normal sort of marble.
Yeah, what do we think they're worth right now?
350 to 400.
I reckon marble's worth 400, all up to 800 for some of the top of the line stuff. Yeah. T-plus children's?
350.
Yeah, I'd say 300, 350.
Yeah.
A ghost? I just included that, not many around.
Probably.
Like a top ghost, like a one that actually proper really colour nice changer. One. Yeah. Probably like
350, 400 bucks.
Yeah, I'd pay 400, 500 for a top quality ghost. Patternless?
Like a true patternless.
Yep. I'm trying to add more for me.
Probably $300.
Yeah.
For a really nice patternless.
Cool, I reckon. Yeah, 300 to 400 for a real nice patternless.
Yeah.
What about a T-plus patternless, children's?
I reckon probably about, for a really nice, like, summer phase ones, about $1,000.
Yeah, I think that's what she's...
I reckon that's what they're worth.
Don't quote me on it, I think that's what she's selling them for.
Yeah, maybe a bit less.
I might think they're not worth that. But I've never worked with them. I probably think a T-plus patternless, maybe 600, 800. But
yep, okay.
That's just me. A tarble.
Tarble.
What do you think they're worth? There's a bit of debate going on about this, because I know that at the expo, where there's someone selling pretty cheap, and then There's a few of the big breeders still selling them for $2,000-$2,500.
So yeah.
What do you reckon they're worth? We don't work with any, but...
Well, it's a...
Double visual. From double head
to double head, you've got to crack the 1 in 16, so I get... They're still going to be fetching a bit. Not many people, I know.
And then when you did tarble as well, you got a full clutch of tarble, yeah, tarble the double head, and you got, yeah.
So, I don't know. They're probably going to come down a little bit in the next
couple right of years. Right now,
probably, personally, about $1,500 to $2,000.
Yeah, I was going to say I'd probably pay $1,500 for one, yeah. But I honestly think it was about $1,500 to $2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay more than that.
Granite Children's.
Granite Children's.
Yeah, the ones that people are obsessive.
I don't know too much about either. Those.
I got no idea about them.
So it's kind of hard to comment. I know they don't really look as...
Flash.
As crystal clear as the Granite Max. So to me, they kind of look like some of the head marbles that we get out.
Mm.
So
if someone sat there and said the granites are recessive, maybe... $1,000 to $1,500 I'd pay.
Yeah.
That's if they said it's recessive. If they don't know, then probably $600-$800.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise they're just normal children's with a cool pattern. Is that all the children's morphs?
Yes.
Yep, cool. Alright, let's go on to stimmies. Weight belt stimmy. What'd you pay?
So you got your stock standard weight belts and then you got your tricolour ones. So.
Yeah, okay, let's go three grades. So you got just a normal weight belt.
Yeah, it's pretty dull.
Bit of dirtiness through it. Still nice.
Probably $250.
Yeah, $250. And then what about like a nice, clean wheat belt?
Probably $350 to $400.
Yeah, $350 for me probably. Yep. And then your nice tricolour.
Some of the really nice tricolours I'd pay upwards of $500 to $700 for.
I would say $550. I probably wouldn't pay more for a tricolour.
Some of the I would. Personally, because I
do bad things for a nice tricolour.
But that's it.
Cool. We're all out of different opinions. All right, what about a lime bread colour trait? So, say, reduced patterns, both reds or yellows, or like what Peter Birch was producing of those. Yeah. Lace Star.
The glowworms.
Glowworm stuff, stuff like that.
Well, some of the stuff we produce, I personally think they're worth up around $400 to $500 a pot.
That's the reduced pattern yellows.
Yeah.
What about like Peter Street's red line reduced pattern?
Probably a little bit more than ours, maybe.
Yeah, I reckon.
It's something cool, that thing. Like,
they're just polygenic.
I know, they are. They're not
polygenic lime bred animals, so probably $500 to $700.
Yeah.
I'd probably pay for, if Pete Street did a bit of refinement with that line, I'd probably pay same as the glowworms from Peter Birch.
Yeah, I think $700 for those.
But generally, some of the just the nice reduced pattern stuff, barebacks, all that sort of that jazz, I'd probably give $500 to $600. Yeah. A little bit more than just your normal.
All different levels as well. Like, if you're gonna get some that come out with a little bit of reduced pattern or a reduced back or something like that, they're obviously not gonna be as much as a completely reduced
bareback, yeah. What do you think of the T plus Stimmy Rayline / Snake Ranch right now?
Right now, as a base rate, I'm going to say $600.
$600, yeah.
Yeah.
I think right now they're worth about, $700 right now.
Yeah, $600 to $700.
What about the Dave Evans line T plus?
I don't know too much about them, but I think... Personally, what I'd pay for a Kraken Hatchie is probably $400 to $500.
Yeah.
I don't want to
offend anyone.
Yeah.
I heard people selling like small yearlings and stuff for $600. So right now, I wouldn't be surprised if Hatchie's worth about, $450, $500. Yeah. But again, no reason why they can't be $600.
No, that's right.
Like, we don't really work with them that much. We've got a couple
here
that aren't even standard. Dave Evans line. Also Het Snake Ranch, so the Rayline Snake Ranch, but and then obviously there's the Alan Leahy line as well, which I don't think anyone's really got much idea of. So
that looks to me more like
it. He literally names the prices of what he wants for them. But I think they're probably worth about $400.
He originally posted them, I think, for about $900 each, and now they're down to about $350, $400
each. Yeah, so he makes the prices, and I think yeah, I think there's a bit of a question mark over them, so there's that uncertainty, so that's why the value goes down.
Yeah.
What about a pipe, Stimmy?
Personally,
my left nut.
I'd chop off an arm for one. I'd easily do that.
No, honestly, something like that.
It's hard to say, impossible.
Yeah, proven, like, I know there's a few lines going out there.
Big.
Proven pied, like a proven line of pieds, probably 10 grand for a visual.
For a visual, yeah.
Right now.
I can probably even a little bit more.
A little bit more for some people.
I was going to say about 15 to 20, like if, like the ones the ranch had in the early days.
Like the high white stuff.
If they were, if they're in front of me right now.
What about proven. What about for like that other line that, lethal line,
yeah,
of hets, because obviously no visuals coming. What would you pay for a het unproven pied line?
100% het.
We haven't discussed this, so this is just us kind of honestly
seeing the results from a few people. I probably couldn't pay more than $1,000 for a het,
really,
just because I know
I'd probably pay about $4,000 for like a group of animals that are apparently 100% hets,
yeah, for line. A group maybe, but I think, obviously, no one's had any luck yet. They say they have some people.
Yeah, but we still haven't seen pictures.
No, so you can guess where that's going. So
what about a what about like a unknown animal? So it's probably wild caught.
Yeah.
But it has the white blotches on it, so it looks pied, like a low grade pied. So it's never been bred before. It's got that uncertainty. It's got white on it.
Hard to say again. Like I know there's probably people out there that have them.
Yeah. I get offered probably at least once a month about, oh, look at this Stimmy I've got with a white patch or a Mac or a children's, yeah, and how much is it worth or what do you think it is? And
some people are probably going to ask crazy, stupid money for them, but until something's proven, I feel like probably straight out of the... I know it sounds bad saying this, but if someone's gone out in the wild and caught it, a Stimmy with half a bloody, a 5 cent coin patch of white on it, probably no more than $2,000.
$2,000. If someone came up to me and said, oh yeah, you know, I'm selling this snake each, $500 each, $500, $5,000 each, that's what I'd pay.
Yeah, okay.
There's that possibility there. Could just be normal, but I mean, you gotta risk it to get the biscuit sometimes.
That's right.
Is that all the Stimmy morphs?
Yeah, there's not too much in the way of Stimmies.
all right, Mackie's, a normal Mac.
$3. Nah.
Or a shit bag.
$100. Oh, 100 to 250. $100 to $250.
Yeah. What is that? Ooh. I'd probably go 150 to 200.
Yeah, okay.
That's a $50 variation. You've got a $150 variation. What about a line bred colour trait? So like a striped or a blonde or I put them together because they're probably pretty similar.
There's a lot of variation. Like I know I keep going on about it, but you see some blondes are like.
Not blonde.
Ridiculous. Yeah. They're like ridiculously
blonde.
Nice. So anywhere from for a nice blonde, probably $300 to $400.
Cracker really, blonde?
Yeah, really.
I'd pay $500. Like fucking meat.
Yeah.
$500 to $600. And even there's people selling like reduced pattern blondes for like good money, which I see the value in. Like a striped.
Nice stripe, maybe $300,
$400.
$300 to $400, yeah.
Platinum. What do you think they're worth right now? A grade platinum, top of the line. Obviously there's different A grades, but
$400 to $600.
Yeah, I'd say the same.
Yeah.
Got people selling a bit cheaper, but
yeah.
Again, there's so much variation with them, A grade, B grade. There is. And even there's that big bit of a question mark of what are they? Recessive, codon, polygenic, what are they? We don't know. So, granite, white now.
I don't know too much about. I'm gonna get. Actually, don't go. Don't say anything. I'm gonna have a guess.
This is why I'm making you go first.
Yeah, I'm gonna say for a visual hatchling, granite.
granite.
Probably about $2,000, am I off?
Hatchet granite, probably 1,500
$2,000, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
Yeah, okay.
What about platinum granite? I offered someone money for a platinum granite, they didn't take it. Offered them $4,000. If that makes any consolation.
Yeah, obviously there's only one person that's cracked them as far as we know.
Yeah.
But
don't tell everyone. No, people go offering him $8,000 now and get it.
Probably, I don't know, maybe $3,000 for me.
$3,000? He didn't accept four, so yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, but it's world first. So.
World first, $4,000 to $6,000.
Hmm.
It's two more that are not readily available. Platinum's pretty readily available. Granites aren't as much, so.
Yeah.
Definitely around there. Yeah. What about an albino? Albino maculosa.
$2,000 to $3,000, I'm going to say.
$2,000 to $3,000, yep. People selling for cheaper, people selling for more.
Yep.
Adults, obviously looking at a lot more. I've got to touch on that as well. Adult het females, when I sell an adult het female, which I rarely do, I value her the same price of what a single visual will go for.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe a touch less.
Yep.
So if I sold an adult 100% het female albino mac, $2,000 to $2,500.
Yep.
That's what the visual's worth. So, and just think of it to yourself, what's an adult het marble proven breed of female worth? Probably the same as a marble, $350-$400.
Yeah.
Same as a T plus.
Yeah.
An adult proven 100% het T plus female, probably worth the same as a visual. And what's an adult visual female worth? Probably 1.5 in visual, if not more.
Yeah, it depends, proven breeder and that sort of thing.
Albinos right now where they stand, not many people have them right now on the market. But not many people interested in them. Probably, 2.6 to
most 3 people, grand. I think, have been selling them for about 2.5 to 2.7 like you
were. Yeah, I'd say right now they're probably worth. Some of the people buying like older girls, 2.5-year-olds. Older girls, 2.5-year-old, I'd pay up to $3,500 for one.
Yeah.
Proven males, even more. But yeah, hatchy albino, or hatchy 6 months old.
Yeah, yeah.
2.6, 2.7.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, to price a new morph, how would you price a new morph, Ed?
Let's pause it right here for 1 sec and we'll come back to this. We'll
pause it. Ed needs a drink break. All right, we're back. Quick drink break and quick annoying the girlfriend, so.
So, you're on right. How do you price a new morph?
Well, this is the last part, so yeah. How do we price a new morph? So, there's a couple of things we've got to look at.
It's going to depend on what it is. Obviously, so.
What it isn't. Okay, so.
What do you reckon?
When you're looking at a new morph, you gotta look at firstly what the morph is.
If it's recessive or polygenic.
Yeah, recessive, or polygenic, codom, whatever.
It's more than likely gonna be recessive.
More than likely. You never know. Polygenic. If it's recessive, it's obviously gonna fetch a better price.
Yeah.
It's gonna take that a little bit longer to reproduce.
And you can put it with other stuff eventually after you do a bit of work with it. But I think
you're going to make hats, so it's definitely going to be a bit more if it's a recessive gene. The second thing you have to look at is, I don't want to get too much into like proving out a morph, because then, we're just going to go into too much of a bloody debate thing. Yeah, look at it if it's recessive codon, what's the mode of inheritance? Second thing you look at, how attractive is it?
Yeah.
Is it something that makes a normal spotted look like a normal spotted? Is it something that really makes a normal stimmy look like a normal stimmy?
Yeah, that's right.
So, because then it's going to have the demand factor. People have to want it.
People that are getting into the hobby, for instance, if they saw a pod, they're going to be gobsmacked. But if they see their
punties.
For an exanthic, people, big breeders or people that have been doing it for a while, they'd probably be willing to pay a lot more money for an exanthic, even though it might look.
That's a good point. An exanthic to a newcomer, a dark snake, it's going to look not as nice as something that's a bloody blonde.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, yeah, you're right. To someone, a big breeder who's going to use it in marbles and albs and all that sort of stuff, it's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. People like light, so like Colin Ray, how he's trying to prove out that, I don't know what he's doing with it, but that pastel.
Pastel, yeah.
People love light. People are going to love that. But then my only concern is how much does it look like a, I can say, a nice yellow New South Wales.
Exactly skin. Right, yeah.
What's the difference between them? How do you distinguish it? I don't know. Obviously, no. One might be reproducible, one might not be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just how you got to look at it. Second thing you got to look at it is, what's it going to do to other morphs? If you're going to get something, I know ball pythons and corn snakes, stuff that isn't compatible with certain genes, so you just get lethal combinations.
Yeah, okay.
If you're going to get, we'll use what you said, Xanthic. Like, you got Xanthic albinos, Xanthic marbles, Xanthic T+. Yeah. What's it going to do to all of them?
Yeah. Well, we know for albinos that a double visual would be of snow.
That'd be delicious. Yummy.
But, yeah, like to a marble or something. Whole new level.
So how would you price something like that? First person to release them?
Oh, it's hard to say.
Well, what did Tarbles first get released? Well, I know we're talking double visual.
I think I could be way off here again, but I've got a feeling the first Tarbles were maybe $6,000 each.
I was going to say $6,000 rings.
$5,000 to $6,000 each.
Yeah, okay. Double visual.
But that's for a double visual animal that has both sides of the recessive readily available sort of thing. So for something...
Yeah, you're right. Readily available. Both a T-plus is worth... T-plus Jordan is worth $300 and a marble was worth probably about $600 when they did it. So,
but yeah, like...
Both low-end price, low-end value more. Say
for a albino marble, double visual like that.
But it's a cross as well.
It is a cross, but...
You gotta, like we said, we gotta wait and see what it does to it. But a marble albino would be probably worth, about $6,000-$8,000.
Yeah.
You'd think. If a tarble's about $6,000, marble albino, easily, $6,000-$8,000. And then, what about a fresh new single recessive gene? What did, silver pepper, I'm trying to think what was the last kind of stuff to get released. What did
silver peppers are still selling for, I think, about four. I saw Dave Evans post one the other day on the classifieds for four and a half,
far out. So
they're pulling good coins still.
Jesus. And again, that's carpet, single gene. Single recessive gene, sorry. So yeah, you're going to get more eggs in it. But that, what were they worth? Six, I don't want to say six if I'm wrong, but were they worth $6,000 when they came out?
I think the het pairs were like, I think the het pairs might have even been worth like up around the $6,000 mark.
Jesus. Well, let's just say, if you get a new morph that no one else has, strap yourself in, because one, you're going to get a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of holdbacks, and two, you're going to have fun time pricing the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, new morph to the hobby, recessive. You're probably looking at it between $6,000 to $10,000, depending what it is.
Yeah.
Brand new morph.
Yeah. As long as you proved it out.
Even if other people have it, they haven't really worked out, you're still probably even looking about $5,000 to $6,000.
Yeah. Shit, yeah.
But that's about it, mate. That's how we work our sales. What else has been going on? What's been happening in the world of snakes this week?
I haven't really been on the groups and pages too much.
I'm having a quick look now. You see Brett's new mail out?
I did, that was a cracker.
Far out, that's nice. From Dave. Jesus. That's one he got off Dave, and I'm pretty sure the dad of that is actually one of my old mails.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Which is pretty cool. What? Yeah. I've doubled up on a post here.
Oh, no.
See, so I got to check what I share.
What not to do.
What not to do. Well, at least people double see it. Yeah. What else has been happening? What other cool stuff? I'm seeing a lot of people starting to have their children's roll out. Tony Hall.
Yeah, I saw that today. Like,
Darren Whitaker, I think he's also got one of his rolling out. Yeah. How about, who was it that actually hatched out animals?
Oh, what was his name?
Oh, so sorry, mate. I know he's probably...
Was it Ed Simmons?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, 100%.
Ed Simmons.
He cracked out patches already.
I couldn't believe that. Maternal.
He did one maternal. I think he did both. Pretty sure he said the het, female, bred, in December.
Yeah.
Look at this sun glow. I don't like
that. Is that one in Erina?
Yeah. It's not bad, eh? It's nice. Only your old one, probably.
There you go. Something for the new tank.
Here's sole pending pickup. We can talk sales on the podcast because Facebook doesn't allow it. So we should sit here and just give everyone a market update. What's on the forums? Not that there's much. That's what we forgot to talk about.
What is this?
Selling platforms.
Oh, yeah.
Forums and classifieds.
Bring it right back.
Throw it back. So let's jump on to my favourite. Well, not my favourite. One of the probably the most common news right now is reptiles classifieds.
Yeah.
Oh, that's no, my go-to. I got on the wrong one. So the two the main two classifieds pages is Reptiles Classifieds Australia, and then you've also got Reptiles Down Under.
Yeah.
Both cracking pages. I say Reptiles Classifieds has been... Oh, see the female Mitchell's Ward one that just came on?
There's a bunch of new stuff on here.
Jesus.
I feel like the majority of people that use the websites for it use Reptile Classifieds.
Yeah.
I find there's a lot more stuff posted on there.
Reptiles Down Under is coming back, but slowly.
Yeah.
There's a couple of new things on there as well. Greens and...
Yeah, okay.
What's this at? Olive in Melbourne. We don't really get new stuff, but it's good to even see what is for sale and what things are priced.
I can't lie, when I'm sitting in my car before work, I'll always jump on and have a look if anyone's posted anything exciting overnight, see if I can snatch it up.
We'll see those vision racks that came up and went down pretty much the same bloody hour.
Yes, I did.
So, interesting times ahead. But yeah, they're the two main classifieds platforms, and they're just your standard. You post it up, and comes back down.
Mm.
Generally gets a fair few views on it.
Yeah.
And then
Facebook, you can't really
keep stuff up, or you can't disclose prices or anything.
Yeah. Well, what we do is we'll post a photo and just say, "PM for more info."
Yep.
And we get flooded, so that's another good way of doing it. But then again, you can't really put it out there to everyone exactly what it is, how much it is.
Yeah. I'll quickly jump on it now. The old faithful forum.
Yeah.
Aussie pythons. Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I used to call it Aussie's snakes and pythons. It was actually Aussie pythons and snakes.
Yeah.
Not that it really matters. It's kind of gained a bit more traction now that Facebook has stricken up on the rules. Again, not a hell of a lot of people have switched back onto it.
Yeah.
But it's going to come back, I have a feeling, and there's still some good stuff on there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm pretty sure you don't have to... You used to have to pay for a subscription, a seller's subscription to sell stuff.
Yep.
You can just post for free now.
I haven't been... obviously when I Google some stuff, you get old threads come up, but I remember back in the day I tried to get on it, and any picture I tried to click on it just wouldn't...
Because you didn't have an account.
I did have an account.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, whatever software you're using is stuffed.
iPhone.
Another thing to talk about, how good was Colin Ray on the Carpet Pythons TV?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I'm excited. We touched on him a bit earlier with his pastel stimmies that he's working on. I'm excited to see what he can do. Obviously, it sounds like he's had a bit of bad luck with a few of... Out Darwin's and stuff, but sounds like he's got his work cut out for him with these pastels and trying to work him into a few things. And we're excited to see what their mode of inheritance are and how they work and what ticks with them. And there's another couple of lines of new stuff coming out, so I wonder if they're going to tick with that as well, which will be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as I said a bit earlier, guys, we'll start to go live a little bit more when, now that we can get our eyebrows done.
Not me, you.
You gotta look after yourself, manscaping.
Shave the monobrow, that's all I do.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you have any suggestions, we've got a list of things that we can talk about. Some of it's not as crazy as other things, but it keeps us busy. We've got to do an episode, and I think when we start getting eggs, we might go through a couple of a big season update and what's going on.
Yeah.
And stuff like that for everyone that's asking. Our mice are still breeding like crazy. We haven't given a mouse update. On Reptiles Mouse update.
When we do start getting eggs as well, we'll probably do a few videos showing
how. I think we probably will even go live a bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
So it should
be. Pulling eggs and setting them up in the incubator and all that shindig.
Should be fun. But anyway, guys, please like, share, message us. Eden's sold out. I've got one head out, female left, $700. And I think, like I said, a couple of Het Marble, Unsex, and a Yearling female. That's about it. So, anyone's interested, please let us know. Hope everyone has a lovely week, and we'll see you.
See you next week.
See you next time. Thanks, guys.